I suspect a number of us are going to be using the words reverence for evidence a lot in some of our writing over the next few years, Rush. That's a really nice phrase. I'm reminded of the point you made that governments or policy-making machines often don't know where science can help them. I remember the first time I went to see, when I was appointed chief science advisor, I went to see all the ministers, and I went to see the Minister of Justice, and he said, I don't know why I'm seeing you. I can't see what science is of relevance to me. So we had a polite chat. That's extended now to the fact that the Ministry of Justice now has a chief science advisor, because clearly psychology, epidemiology, forensic science, the amount of big data that's available in justice systems, behavioural science, medical science, toxicology, the range of sciences that the Department of Justice needs is phenomenal. They just hadn't thought about it in those terms before, that you could bring this all together, and in the age of big data, there is so much that can be of use to a social sector ministry. And indeed, in the New Zealand system, I'd go as far to say that the ministries that are using science advice most now perhaps have unrealistic expectations of what it could do, are the social sector ministries, health, education, social development, justice, that cluster at Maori development, that cluster of ministries are the ministries where they see that getting beyond normative argument to evidence-informed decision-making, particularly in the age where data is becoming available, changes the way that they can think. Now, I think that even gets more important then in that context. The point that that Rush just made is remembered. We can't take the decision-making away from the politicians, because now if you're using evidence and putting forward evidence, which by definition will be incomplete and uncertain in places, but the interpretation will be very values-laden. And therefore, you have to leave it to those who are elected to opine on values-laden matters. Minister Pandor, do you want to comment any more, having heard the other speakers?
I think I agree with Rush with respect to this notion that because I've done the work, the experiment, the investigation, I actually have the answers. It's important that you are presenting information which can then be assessed, evaluated, and we may very well choose an aspect rather than the entire. But once someone approaches you with the view that they have the answer for you and you must take it, I'm afraid it sets up a very problematic relationship between scientists and politicians. However, what has been very important, I think, and it's something that we are stressing, certainly with the development of research on the continent, is it's important for us to have institutions that can do science well. So my focus as a minister has not been an individual advisor. It's been supporting and strengthening institutions to have the ability to provide us with advice that we may need. Because I think a gap in our systems is often that of poor institution, of weak institutions, and thus inadequate utilization of the intellectual resources that may be available. Either in your country or a range of countries on the continent. So I have focused not on the individual advisor, but on developing support for a range of strong institutions that could then work in a diverse set of disciplines.
Ine, do you want to add anything more?
I would like to add one thing. I think that we need to address more widely the public, the real, very simple scientific issue. I still remember the former Director General, Mr. Doren, from European Space Agency, asked various taxi drivers about the GPS. What is it? I don't know, but it's good working device, showing me where I must go. And I think that we are addressing for young people many things. But still, I think the majority of our inhabitants in our countries, they really don't know how much their life depends on all these scientific results. For example, mobile phone. For example, laptops, but these small things and others. And sometimes we really know the very long time to develop, for example, good drugs. It is very long time journey. And you see, you must be patient. And I think that that awareness of the public, it is not on the well done level. We have done a lot, but still, I think only the very small percentage people know what is the scientist doing and how the science will influence their own life.
I'm conscious of time, and we must stick to time because there are many events. I'm going to have to draw this session to a close. In doing so, first of all, I want to congratulate those who set up the program of this meeting. I've had long experience now at this interface, and I think this is the first time I've been involved in a discussion which has both sides of the interface together to have a discussion of this nature. And when I look at the declaration which is soon to be adopted, it is quite clear that the parties behind the World Science Forum understand the critical importance of establishing principles so that there is effective interaction between the scientific community and the policy and political community, I would argue at every level, from global through national to regional and local level. We've already heard some principles start to be explored. Trust is clearly right at the centre of it. Reverence for evidence is soon going to become the motto for the importance of, but as Minister Pandor just pointed out, it's not the job of the science advisors, and Rush did too, to take usurp the role of the policymaker and the politician. And we need to make sure that those on both sides understand how to do that. And again, I congratulate those who brought this declaration together, because it is necessary, it is timely, it is important to define and promulgate some universal principles for developing and communicating science to inform and evaluate policy. The structure will obviously vary by country, by context, by culture, and so forth, but we do need those universal principles. Certainly my organisation, the International Network of Science Advice to Governments, is happy to work with other organisations over the next years to see if we can come up with a coherent set of principles. I thank everybody on the panel for participating. I thank you for being here. But most of all, I thank the World Science Forum and the Hungarian Academy of Sciences for all that they've done to allow us to have a marvellous, very important meeting. Thank you very much.